Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's October 8, 2020, and we are doing New Earth Support. Thank you, everyone who's here live. So grateful for your presence. As always, I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and we're here to support the Great Awakening happening as we are every week, and every week it's somehow different. So let's go ahead and just dive in. My request is, as we go forward, in order to get a good video, please do not turn on your video camera, and please keep yourself muted if you would. At the end, when we're getting feedback at that point, if you're sharing, you are more than welcome to turn on your camera and your microphone and all that good stuff. But for now, while I'm just talking to you, then let's keep it quiet on your end. So whether you're live or on the recording, all the same applies to you. As always, my request is that you give this your full attention. Please do not multitask and just act as if you're right here in the room with me. That way you'll have the best experience. And since in a magical way, your energy affects everybody else forward and backward in time, even if you're on the recording, please do give this your full attention. If you cannot do that at this moment, please wait. Come back and get the recording out of the archive. Of course, that's only available to Awakening Plus members. Anyone is welcome on this live call, but only members have access to the archive. And that is my request of you. So now, with that said, please close your eyes. And once again, I thank you for being here and your willingness to serve in this awesome way. And I invite you just to relax and pass a breath awareness as I call the directions and call in the allies. You may not recognize all the allies, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, as always. Pachamama Mamakia Viracocham Inti Quiti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisal as higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, West, Moo, Thesa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we've got a juicy container. Take a moment, please, humans, and just feel your body, feel the space around you. You should feel this energy. Again, all of it works, whether you're live or on the recording. This all works beyond time and space. So now I invite you to join me in a state of embodied awakening. This will optimize our ability to serve. As always, I'll give a brief explanation of this for any who are not familiar with it already. And it never hurts to have a reminder, even if you do. So metaphorically, our egos are gonna slide to the passenger seat of a car and our divine is gonna drive. If at any point our ego does not like the divine's driving, all it has to do is slide back over, take the wheel. The divine steps out instantly, and just like that, the ego is back in control. Your ego is safe. There's no risk. Anything we do in the awakening process is instantly reversible if you prefer that. So you're safe. The benefits of embodied awakening are vast and mostly indescribable, but here's what I can say about it. When you're in the state, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you just know through intuition what to do. And there's much more bliss. And the state can be maintained constantly moving forward if you wish. So if you wish, I now invite you to join me in the invocation shortcut for embodied awakening. It's 8 words long. And as I ask you to repeat it after me, do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. It'll work either way. So here we go. Oh, by the way, the last thing is you're speaking to your higher self. Now we go for real. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please now release the words and just relax into passive breath awareness. There is no breath control. Just let the breath do whatever it wants. Just notice, where do you feel breath most easily? Is it your nose, head, throat, chest, diaphragm, or belly? Wherever it's easiest to feel the breath coming and going on its own, just rest your attention there very gently. Here are some tips that will help you do this with greatest efficiency. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening while this invocation is running. I also recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just stay with passive breath awareness. If you get distracted, and we're going to call a distraction anything other than breath awareness, when you notice that happening, don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Please let it be just as it is with no resistance. However, please consider that distraction as an uninvited guest, not you. Therefore, you aren't required to give it any more attention. Your response is to relax back into your breath awareness. Please do this very gently and persistently. If the distraction continues in the background, that's fine. Let the distraction do its thing in the background while you do your thing in the foreground, which is just feeling breath come and go. Come back to the breath as often as necessary. The final nuance is to use the minimum effort needed to feel breath at all. And let's take a moment to discover how much effort that is for you right now. Let's begin the process by dropping to no effort at all. Please drop to zero effort and for a moment simply exist. So at zero effort, is there breath awareness anyway or not? If there is breath awareness, even at zero, stay at zero. That's all you need. If there is not, then add a tiny bit of effort back and keep adding very small increments of effort until you have some breath awareness again. The idea is to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel the breath at all. And then just rest at that very minimal level of effort. The less effort you use that gets the job done, the more space it leaves for the divine to do what you asked it to do with your invocation. In this case, embodied awakening. So just rest in breath awareness using that absolute minimum effort, none or just a bit. And again, your entire focus is just on feeling the breath. And since what I feel as I lead this is the composite of what most other people are experiencing, I'm getting a very strong bliss effect. And I'm noting that I'm in embodied awakening. And how do you know when you get there? Because four things are all true. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful And all this is effortless and self-maintaining. It takes no effort at all. So if you're at zero effort, just being, and all that stuff is true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, and peaceful, then you've done it. And just continue resting in that state of embodied awakening, because the more people who rest in that state right now will help everyone else get there quicker who isn't there yet. The more people hold the field, the easier it is for other people to come into it. So if you're already there, just rest in the state. If you're not, continue resting in passive breath awareness with minimal effort, and you may very well join us very soon. It's getting sweeter still. More and more people are joining us. And strange as it may seem, I'm able to feel you and your level, even if you're on the recording. It's pretty amazing that they let me feel what's happening, not only with the live callers, but all those who do it after the fact. So it feels to me like most people are there. We're going to leave just a moment longer. Please just rest a bit longer in embodied awakening if you're already there. And if you're not, give yourself just a moment longer in passive breath awareness, using the minimum effort needed to feel the breath. Let it be easy. Okay, the divine energy is starting to move, so that means either we're all there or enough of us. So at this point, continue resting in either passive breath awareness, or if you have a significant amount of energetic awareness of the energy in and around you, I invite you now to rest in the awareness of that energy and make that your attention focus. If you don't feel the energy, then breath is awesome. Either one's fine, whichever is stronger. And the divine is now starting to move energy through us. I'm feeling just sort of a gentle wave of energy through my body. And again, what I feel when I lead is what's happening to most people. So just relax, as they have done on our more recent calls. The divine is beginning by cleaning us up, and raising our vibration. It feels like a little healing energy. There's a slight nausea in my stomach, not too bad, but noticing, okay, that's the sign of cleanup. Noticing some energy starting to flush out my hands and my feet. So it looks like they're starting with a little bit of cleanup. Just relax, allow the heavy energy to leave your body spontaneously. Actually, they're asking us to actually use the healing invocation. And just as a tiny bit of background on that, the healing invocation asks the divine to clear from you all energies that don't serve highest good. And well, in the past, they've totally done this without that. For some reason, they'd like us to specifically invoke it. Know that in doing this, you may feel some challenging energy, and rest assured it will not be too much. They don't allow overwhelm. So it may feel a little thick for a bit, but I'll also promise you, as that clears, you're going to go into a state of absolute ecstasy. So that's probably enough explanation. So if you would like to call the divine to clear the heavy energies that don't serve right now and that are in the way of your optimal service to the Great Awakening, please repeat the following after me, speaking to your higher self. Here we go. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Maximum healing Release the words, please, and now just rest either in passive breath awareness, or if you're noticing strong energy in your field, in your body, just gently rest your attention wherever the energy feels the most challenging. And if that's like a central pinpoint, just stay right on that pinpoint. If the energy is more broadly distributed, then, and if that's broadly and evenly distributed, rest your attention in the whole area that doesn't feel great. And the idea is using minimum effort necessary, like we practiced before, just barely enough effort to feel the whole thing completely. Hold that level of attention, and that shines a spotlight on the area that needs the healing. The divine comes there, stirs it up, flushes it out. Again, flushing it out the hands and or the feet, sometimes radiating it out in circles. It'll find a way out. Once in a while, it just keeps it and turns it to light and integrates it. These are all automated things from the divine. Your human doesn't have to make any decisions about what happens to the energy. So I recommend you simply relax and just hold your attention gently wherever the energy feels more challenging. If there is no challenged area, just rest in overall passive breath awareness. So my body is actually starting to physically vibrate now, which indicates there's a lot of folks receiving healing. I recommend you allow your body to do what it needs to do to release, as long as you're not going to freak out anyone in your environment. For example, your body may want to shake or vibrate or tremble. You may need to cry or sob or scream. You may need to beat a pillow with your fist or jump up and down. You know, whatever your body is called to do to release, that's all fine. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do allow the body to do whatever motion or sound that will help it most easily release whatever is coming out. Again, as long as you're not going to create a major disruption in your environment. So there's some very strong healing energy moving through us. They're really wanting us to get cleaned up so we can serve optimally. And so you're getting a free bonus healing round as part of this newer support call. Lucky us. So just relax, let the heavy energy move through. The great news is you don't have to even know what it is that's being released or how it got there. You don't need any story about it. You can actually release, you know, currents of heavy energy permanently and definitively and never even know what it was. If there's a need for you to know at the soul level, some kind of image or thought will pop in to advise you. But if it doesn't, then hey, ignorance is bliss. Just let it go anyway. So just relax, allow this physical body healing to continue. Of course, it isn't just the physical body, the energetic bodies are being cleansed as well. And also know that all the heavy energy you're releasing right now, there'll be less of that blocking your beautiful divine light, which means a healing round well done will result in a deeper and more permanent spiritual awakening. Doing shadow work like this, cleanup work, is one of the fastest ways to awaken spiritually. Because it's the shadow work that's in the way. The core you is already perfectly and completely awakened, but your human isn't aware of that part fully. That's why the shadow work or the healing work that eliminates the layers of gunk that are between you and your divine source are a great way to get more awareness of it. And as we're doing now, the most efficient way I know to do that on my own is to ask my divine to do it for me, because it's a much better healer than my personality is. And I suspect the same is true for everybody, at least everybody in a human body. Still a lot of heavy energy moving through. Just allow. Yeah, they're giving us a big clean hug tonight. Yay. Now it feels my body has stopped shaking, but now it's pulsing slowly with energy. So it feels like that main flush is done. Now I should add here, some people get customized experiences that don't match my narration. So if your experience is different than what I'm describing, don't try to match my words. Let your experience be whatever it is. Just go with your own flow. Your divine sometimes may give you a customized experience. So go with that. Trust that what the divine is doing for you. And again, what I'm narrating is what the majority of folks are experiencing. And those include those on the live call and those on the recording. So what I'm noting now is the energetic outflow has stopped except for a little heat in my feet. And I'm just sitting here, but my body now feels more like energy than flesh. And there is a steady pulsing, kind of a wrong, 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 wrong kind of vibration pulse. And I'm noting that gradually I'm feeling more and more like energy, less and less like flesh. Definitely the majority of my awareness is my light body now. So just relax as they gradually shift your awareness more and more to your spirit awareness and less in your physical body awareness. It's typical on these calls that they change the percentage of awareness in physical versus spiritual. So please don't try to control that. Our job now, if you really want the optimal experience, is just to surrender, relax, allow, rest in the energetic awareness of what's happening, and let the divine do its thing. We don't know what they're doing. We don't need to know. They are completely trustworthy. Allies, we come to serve. We come to serve the great awakening on earth. Please, however we may best be of service in a way that benefits all concerned, let that be so. Thank you. Highest good of all, be served. So now, how passive can you be? Can you fully release any expectation you have about what's going to happen here? Can you release any desire to control what's happening? Can you trust that you are in safe, sacred space, which you are? I was nervous I say that, and I got a really blissful buzz in my head. So become passive, relax. This is the time to be instead of do. All the doing, all the blessing of the earth, I'm suspecting is going to happen spontaneously. And as I've experienced for years and years in my shamanic ceremonies of various kinds, when you get into these inner spaces, they run themselves. The ego has no bound, has no orientation here, no map to work from, and your human self just isn't built for this level. This is way beyond its pay grade. So let your ego rest, open with your spiritual awareness and simply be this energy. These are levels of blending. You are not a separate, discrete individual in these levels. You are the entire level, along with everyone else who's here. It's a blended state. Just relax and be this, please. Yeah, well done. And use the minimum effort needed to do this. You may be able to just relax into the space and use no effort at all. There's nothing to do here. Just be, allow. Whatever serves highest good to happen will happen on its own. So I'm now aware that energy from us is now beaming down to Earth. It's like we're way above the Earth, perhaps in low Earth orbit, is what it looks like. And energies are being not taken from. It's almost like energies are being created in us. And these beautifully created energies are being sent down to planet Earth to raise its vibration, especially helping other humans, many of whom are really not quite with the divine program yet. The energy suddenly got really blissful. Relax, please, into this ecstasy. It got really strong all of a sudden in a really beautiful way. Just relax into this lovely, lovely field here. I'm not making any of this happen. I'm just reporting what I'm spontaneously experiencing. So our awareness is resting comfortably in this blissful space. It's a very high vibration space, doesn't have a name or a description, it just is. And the entirety of us awakening, plus people, plus everyone else who's here, there are a huge number of beings also in the space. But again, we're not experiencing them as discrete beings. We're just experiencing ourselves as the complete field. This is a merged group consciousness. The entirety of that consciousness is what is being shared down to the earth. So that those humans who need a little help awakening to move the whole beautiful process along are being helped by receiving this energy. And the divine is very skilled. Each person is getting just what they need. The energy is so strong and so blissful. Again, just relax, be, allow your beingness as part of this vast field to be what's supporting the earth. Again, please take no proactive action on your own as an individuated being. Just be the field and let the field share itself spontaneously with the earth. I perceive the field really saturating Pachamama, Mama Gaia so beautifully. And then the energy, having gone into the earth, comes back up to support the individual humans who need assistance with their awakening process. Very beautiful. When there's little silences like the one that we just had, it's okay. The energy is very strong at those times, and I'm not being guided to share words during those periods. So if there are longer silences, it's okay. I'm still with you. Just rest in the beingness. And rest assured, the earth is getting plenty of energy from our presence here in this realm. So I'm starting to become aware of this amazing energy, starting to come into my physical body as well. So just relax, and if that's true for you too, then just allow the energy to saturate your physical body in whatever way it wishes. I invite you to continue remaining absolutely passive, allowing the energy to run itself. Please do not jump in and try to do anything with it yourself from the ego. That will shut it down. Very strong energy in the body. They're saying the cleanup we're receiving is a template for the cleanup humanity is receiving. We each are acting as surrogates in what's being cleaned up through us, because that healing is now quite physical in our bodies. It's physical and energetic altogether. Whatever is being released through us is also being released through many other humans who have similar blockage. So we got into that sweet high vibration. Now that vibration is being brought into the body. As it comes in, that which is not compatible with that higher vibration is getting stirred up and flushed out. Possibly transmuted. Just whatever needs to happen with it, let it go. But they've deliberately brought your consciousness to this higher level, and now they're putting it back in the body. And of course, stuff's getting stirred up as the entire body is raised in its vibration to match as closely as it can. They're also wanting you to know that they're not going to give you more than you're ready for. Each of us has a slightly different frequency, perfectly attuned to what our body is ready for. As always, in these kind of processes, you don't have to worry about micromanaging the energy in any way. Just open, allow it in fully, and the divine will make sure that it's just the right frequency and just the right amount. Everything will be just right. And any challenge you feel, just relax, rest in breath or energetic awareness of the challenge energy, and know that your relatively brief experience of this will be so well rewarded in increased awakening and bliss capacity. The more intense it is as it heals, the bigger the breakthrough into awakening once you complete working with it. Now my body has stopped its physical shaking. Just feeling the overall physical sensation. Feeling a profound peacefulness in my body now. Feeling lots more high vibration energy throughout my physical form. I invite you to rest in whatever you're experiencing. I'm feeling the divine energy pulsing through the physical body. Really good clip. Continue resting in whatever you're experiencing. Allow the divine to customize your experience for your highest good and the highest good of those for whom you're acting as a surrogate on earth. Whatever is passing through you is helping others clear heavy energy also, perhaps many others. The nature of this great awakening, the Earth's already there. Earth's already at the next level. Just kind of waiting for those humans to catch up, the ones who are not yet in this higher consciousness, able to merge with their fellow beings like we are doing. Still pretty darn intense. Continue resting in the field of awareness. Choiceless awareness, just be, allow, relax. The divine are saying they're very grateful for all of us who are showing up here live or on the recording. They're saying it's very helpful, as they have said before, when human-bodied people show up for this, because there's things they can do to help the other humans that are much easier for them to do when there's a human body available to work through. Continue resting and allowing. You might be noticing the vibration of the body is lower now. In order to assist the physical body, the vibration has dropped down some. So it's raising the bodily vibration as much as possible. There's no way that body could have held that energy that came down at first. So the energy is transmuted and it's taking the body to as high a vibration as serves highest good. Again, they never overwhelm. They'll bring you right to the edge, but not overwhelm. So just feel the vibration of your body. I feel mostly embodied again. Most of my awareness is now physical. And I'm feeling the body more as flesh than as energy. And they're inviting me to open my eyes. Wow, that was cool. Still is. Yeah. So here we have the opportunity for people to share their experiences or ask questions. I'm going to allow unmuting. So any of you who are here, there's currently 30 live participants. Anyone can now unmute themselves by clicking that little mic icon or tapping it with the red slash through it. That'll unmute it. If you'd also like to turn on your camera, we'd love to see you if you're open to that. Also, if you prefer to type in the chat window, that's perfectly fine as well. If you're on a regular phone call, star 6 should unmute you if you wish to do it that way. And we're now open for feedback or questions or whatever you feel called to share. And again, while we wait for folks to give feedback, some people need a little recovery time before they can do that. The process is still working. So just because I'm chatting about feedback doesn't mean you can't still be resting in the energetics of what's happening. I do recommend it, unless you're kind of mustering yourself up to share. Jennifer typed, time vanished.
Hi, Benjamin. This is Alejandra. I just wanted to share that I'm so excited to be doing this call. I feel like a little kid back in the day when the little neighbors used to knock on your door and you go out to play. That's how I feel. It's like I'm playing with the neighbors. And it is so amazing that the energy, I'm just blown away. It's like plugging into these, I don't know, it feels like an amplifier. And it's like so intense. You know, I've usually like clicked out. But it's just so amazing. I love the idea that we're surrogates for other people. And I'm so in love with this group. Thank you so much for doing it. I'm just really, really grateful.
Oh,
Really, really grateful.
I'm
Thank
so
you.
glad you're having such a positive experience, Alejandra. Thanks for sharing that. That's really, really wonderful. That feels really good in my heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Cass typed, "What does the pulsing feel like?" Kind of feels like pulsing. All I know is when the pulsing happens, it's like I feel a wave of energy in my whole body. And I think it was when I was describing it earlier, it was kind of like a wah, 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 wah. And it, you know, over the years, different pulses feel like different things. Some are fast, some are slow. Some are localized in some areas of the bodies. Some, like this last one, is more of a full body effect. So pulsing just is all sorts of different things. I know that's not a very eloquent description, Cass, but it's just so variable. And a lot of this stuff is hard to verbalize beyond basic ideas like pulsing. So that's about the best I can do right now. I see that Diana has raised her hand, and I'm going to unmute her. Oh, she's not it herself. Hi.
Sorry, Benjamin. How are you?
All good.
It was great. I needed this. And I also realized I haven't been doing a maximum body awakening, you know, the statement for the last 2 weeks. And I've been feeling off. Mm. Now I know why.
Yeah.
Now I know why. And immediately when we went, closed our eyes, I left. I was like, my body stayed here, but I just was gone. One thing did happen. I tilted a little bit. It's almost as like someone was shrugging me, or I don't know. It felt like someone was pushing me, like either pushing some dust off of me, or I don't know what it was, but I only did it once. And I wonder what that was about. If you ever seen that, you know, just a tilt.
Yeah, I've had many experiences myself where it felt like an invisible hand was helping me out. Did it feel like a helpful energy? Did it feel, you know, positive and appropriate?
How do I explain this? I saw it coming before it happened. I almost felt it. I was like, okay, it's coming. Like, I already knew it was going to come, and then it happened. So,
so
it felt
good or bad?
Neutral, okay. I guess. Yeah. Right. Neutral.
Okay. They're telling me that was the divine helping you, that there was a reason they did that little push. Sometimes they'll do things like that to let you know they're real, that there are real beings working here. Sometimes the push actually helps shake a little something up. So that's what I'm getting in terms of what that was about.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I look forward to Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's really great. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thanks so much for joining us, Diana. All right. So we had some typing. Let's see. This is Sandra. She typed, "So grateful for this extra healing. Today I had a stressful day and my physical body felt it. During 70% of the session, big, big yawns. My hands are still vibrating. At a certain point, not only have I felt them vibrate, but I also heard." Thank you so much. That's a powerful vibration if you're hearing it. Yeah, I vibrated here and there during the call as well. And then Beverly typed, "First time something was knocked over in my room, and I felt a breeze after the healing. So relaxing and lots of energetic healing at the molecular level." So wow. So I think she's saying that the energy actually knocked something over. So someone got a little push and someone had something knocked over. So yeah, the divine can totally do telekinetic stuff if that's appropriate. I'm sure they always have their reasons for doing stuff like that. Michelle typed, "Mother Earth and myself sends immense loving gratitude hugs to you and everyone." Thank you for that, Michelle. Sounds like some, as always, some very positive and juicy experiences around. Anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Hmm. Okay, last call for the energy is still really strong and sweet. If anything, it seems to have amped up just now. So just see while we're waiting for any last communications from anyone, see if the power in the body is like amping up and you feel, my body feels about 50-50 energy flesh. Yeah, that feels complete. Risa typed, many thanks. Thank you, Risa. All right, time to wrap up. So I invite you to close your eyes while I close the mesa. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. Sweet energy right there. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful procedure. Thank you for allowing us to serve the awakening, and thank you for allowing us to receive personal healing and to do surrogate healing for the collective and to experience these awesome states of being. So grateful, so grateful, so grateful. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this call, who is going to benefit from your continued presence. Please keep that up as long as it serves that person's highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. I'm called to speak the closing I use in my own personal sittings in case these words are helpful for anyone else to use, if you're so called. Allies, I ask the following to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Please support me in the following: maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum support for the great global awakening, maximum abundance on all levels to support my service. This or something better. I come to serve. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? At the count of three, after the count of three, I'm going to clap. You're welcome to clap with me if you wish to seal the work. One, two, three. Okay, the mesa is closed. Jennifer said, would you please email us your closing words? Actually, they're going to be on the recording. So just check the recording out and there it'll be. And as long as you're an Awakening Plus member, then you have access to every single event we do. That's a perfect segue, I guess. So if you've been on the call and are not a member of Awakening Plus, again, these live calls are open to everyone right now. However, only Awakening Plus members get access to the archive. And right now, as of October 8, 2020, we're up to almost 270 recordings, each one of which holds the power of the original live event. And there's even a big old best of page that gives the juiciest and best in each of the 11 categories we've done processes in. And I keep updating that whenever there's another awesome event, I stick it in the best of category. So if you're interested in learning more about being a member of Awakening Plus, and I just have to share this exciting bit with you, just yesterday and today, I took that long, crazy post about embodied awakening on my website. I broke it down into 15 short videos, and soon that long post is going to be replaced with a place where you can pop in your name and email, and you will get the first 5 videos for free. And Those will guide you. It'll have actually recordings of me guiding you through the quick embodied awakening refresher to get your embodied awakening on, guiding you through the healing process. There's some others too. And then if you want to join the membership, there will be an additional 10 videos. And this is just the first piece of new content I'm putting in. My goal is to, well, what's going to happen? I'm going to relaunch the membership on November 15. There's going to be some new membership levels. I'm really taking it to the next level. And I'm doing a lot of that behind the scenes work now. But there will be some visible changes in the meantime, like that post in a few days changing to, you know, the videos instead of that long, crazy post that's there right now. So anyhow, the membership is undergoing a major upgrade. It's just going to get better. So check it out if you're interested, and watch it improve. If you're interested in working with me individually, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and all sorts of cool stuff. There's a lot of free stuff there too if you want to check it out. So that's it for now. Thanks so much for being here. So grateful for every one of you who showed up. And many blessings to you all. Until next time. Bye for now. Namaste. Namaste go.